Welcome to Just a Minute. Thank you, hello. My name is Nicholas Parsons, and once more it is my pleasure to welcome our many listeners throughout the world, but also to welcome to the show this week four clever, intelligent, witty, humorous players of the game who once more are going to pit their wits, their verbal ingenuity, their creative intelligence, and all kinds of other things they brought with them as they try and speak on the subject that I give them and do that without hesitation, repetition, or deviation. And those four people are, in no order of seniority, Graham Norton, Jenny Eclair, Tim Rice, and Tony Hawks. Will you please welcome all four of them? Beside me sits Janet Staplehurst, who's going to help me keep the score, and she'll blow a whistle when the 60 seconds are up. And this particular edition of Just a Minute is coming from the lovely Harrogate Theatre, in the heart of this beautiful spa town of Harrogate in that great county of Yorkshire. And in front of us, we have an enthusiastic Yorkshire audience ready to cheer us on our way as we begin the show this week with Graham Norton. And who better? Graham, will you talk on the subject of more haste, less speed? And your time starts now.
More haste, less speed. More haste, less speed. That is the mantra repeated in the mind daily of the driver of the Trans-Pennine Express.
Jenny, sorry, you were challenged.
Of the. He said of the twice.
I know he did.
Is that not...
No, it's acceptable. A harsh challenge, but it's correct.
Me. Yes. It's probably not a good time to tell them I'm from Lancashire either, is it? Can
no.
I give Graham the round back?
No, you can't
no,
give
you
it
can't.
To him back. No. Sometimes we resist the temptation on little things like that. But it was a correct challenge, Jenny. So you have the subject, which is more haste, less speed, and there are 47 seconds available starting now.
Children are often victims of the more haste, less speed curse, refusing to tie up their shoelaces, tripping over the stairs, knocking out every tooth in their head, necessitating lengthy visits to an orthodontist. Couldn't you just slap their legs?
Right. Tony, you challenge Tony Hawks.
Bit picky, this one. Yeah. But if you'd knocked out all the teeth in your head, you wouldn't go to an orthodontist.
Yes, it's... No, I think it's very accurate, actually, because you go to a dentist first. You might later go to an orthodontist, but yes, Tony, a correct challenge. You have 30 seconds. The subject is... And, of course, a point for a correct challenge. That's how it works in the show. More haste, less speed is the subject, and 30 seconds starting now.
More haste, less speed. I intended to say this to a taxi driver once, but ended up saying more hash, less speed, and ended up at a drug dealer's inn.
Tim... No, Graham, you challenge first.
Ended up? A repetition.
True. Over.
Yes, he did indeed, Graham. Yes, yes. More haste, less speed, and there are 19 seconds available starting now.
The countryside around here is, I'm told, very beautiful, but who knows? Such is the soaring speed of the train as you whiz through the countryside.
And Tony Hawks are challenged.
Did he say train in his last...
No, I didn't.
No, he did not. So Graham still has the subject. Another point for incorrect challenge. And Graham, 10 seconds, starting now.
More haste, less speed, as Betty Ford said at the party, handing round trays. I don't understand this expression myself. I feel that...
Whoever is speaking when the whistle goes gains an extra point. And on this occasion, it was Graham Norton, who, with other points in that round, you won't be surprised to hear, has got a strong lead. Jenny Eclair, will you take the next round? And the subject is how to look good in photos. Tell us something about how to look good in photos. I should explain to our listeners, she's now demonstrating
I'm
it.
I'm pulling one of my faces.
I know you were. That's
I
why
have 37 faces.
I know, but as this is radio, I try to
I'm wasted
it.
On radio. Sorry, where are we?
Where are we? Well, I don't think you are wasted on radio because your verbal ingenuity is brilliant and that's why you're back on the show again. Jenny, tell us something about how to look good in photos. 60 seconds starting now.
Well, how fortuitous that I should get this round. I am the mistress of looking good in photos due to a misspent youth in a photo-me booth, sucking in cheekbones, perfecting the art.
Graham has challenged you, Jenny.
I think there was a hesitation.
No, it wasn't.
I think it was my speech.
Or maybe there wasn't.
They're being partisan right from the start, aren't they? No, she was keeping going.
Lancashire. Lancashire.
So, Jenny, an incorrect challenge. You get a point for that. You have 47 seconds to continue on how to look good in photos, starting now.
Here's a handy hint. If you want to look good in a photo, stand next to something that's much uglier and older than you are. May I suggest a ruined castle or Barbara Cartland? Oh, she's dead.
Tony Hawk's a challenger. Yes, Tony.
You can't get a ruined castle into a photo booth.
Out of the photo me booth.
Oh, you've moved on, had you?
Oh, she moved on.
And
yes.
How are your teeth in your mouth now? Or are they still?
Jenny, you have how to look good in photos. Another point, of course. 37 seconds available, starting now.
Lighting is essential, but so is makeup. I tell you the downside of looking good in photos. I had some fantastic shots done last year for a show of mine, which was called Middle Aged Bimbo. And
yes, Tim, what was your challenge?
Well, there was a definite hesitation.
No, there wasn't. No, you can't have retrospective. No, there was not a hesitation. But let's carry on. Jenny, you've got another point for incorrect challenge. You keep the subject. 25 seconds. How to look good in photos, starting now.
The worst thing about looking fantastic in photos... Yes, I've said fantastic before. I know. Take it.
Tim, you're better this time.
Yes, this time. I think I'm right. There was a fantastic.
Yes. Tim, correct challenge. 21 seconds. How to look good in photos, starting now.
Photos are very technical things, so looking good in them is mighty difficult. You've got to make sure that you don't have red eye, which is what happens when the flash gets you at the wrong moment. Your eyeballs turn this horrible colour red, which is not the same as red eye, because red eye is one word.
Jenny, you challenged first. What was it?
Well... Red and red eye.
No, it doesn't matter. This is radio, and red eye, even if it's hyphenated, we accept it, because she repeated the word red.
Ah, but then he went on to say red eye again. He said, it's
not the
same.
No, that was after you buzzed. Oh,
yeah. That was after you buzzed. And you have a point for a correct challenge, Jenny, and you're moving forward there. It's repetition of red. So that was correct. And you have 8 seconds. You take back the subject, how to look good in photos, starting now.
Naomi Campbell, Kate Moss, they look quite nice in photos. The rest of us should never be snapped in a swimwear outfit. Oh, isn't that depressing?
Oh, Tim, you challenged.
Snapped. She used snapped about half an hour ago.
You did? Yes, you did repeat it. So, Tim, you've cleverly got in with 1 second to go on how to look good in photos. Yeah, that's gone down well, hasn't it? Starting now.
Stand erect.
All right. Tim Rice speaking as Mr. Wen gained that extra point. He's now equal in second place, and Graham Norton. They're both behind our leader, Jenny Eclair, and Tony Hawks follows them. And Tim Rice, your turn to begin. The subject, Betty's Tea Shop. I should explain to our listeners the reason everybody in the audience has clapped is because it's a very famous haunt here in Harrogate. And Tim, talk on the subject with 60 seconds to go, starting now.
When I was invited to join this distinguished programme of intellectual stimulation, my real reason for coming all this way up to this beautiful, beautiful lady...
Graham, you challenge first. What was it?
Some sort of stopping and a possible repetition of beautiful. Just a bit hesitation, everything, really.
I hadn't finished the second word.
No, you stopped.
But you stopped.
Well, you did stop.
As you realised you were hesitating, you paused, so that's hesitation. So, Graham, you got in first. 51 seconds. Betty's Tea Shop, starting now.
It is a little-known fact that Betty, the founder of the lovely tea shop, was also the inventor of the doily. Late at night, she would toil away in a workshop with bits of lace, thinking, where can I throw this? I know, I'll open a shop. And I'll import tea from so far away I can charge £10 a leaf. I don't understand how that woman has the gall to do so, and yet people flock there. I think there must be something in the tea, because otherwise people would just slap the waitresses.
Yes. Tim, what is your challenge?
People.
People, yes, a repetition of people.
What you tell people?
People, yes.
Right.
I hate people.
So you have the subject back again, Betty's Tea Shop. 16 seconds available, starting now.
Yes, Betty's Tea Shop was the sole purpose of my trek up north. I could not wait to sample the sarnies, the sandwiches...
And, Tony, you challenge first.
Well, first of all, I thought there might have been a hesitation, but I happen to know he hasn't been anywhere near Betty's Tea Shop.
You've been on the train with them coming up.
Yes, I have. It's a bit of a sneaky one.
It is a sneaky one, but it is correct, after all.
I never said I'd been there. I said I couldn't wait to get there.
You obviously could wait.
It's shut.
No, that's true. You know, I'll be fair. I'm always fair in this game. Tim, you did say... No, he didn't hesitate. Oh. You did say that this is the reason you wanted to come here, which is probably quite false. You'd had him for that. I think you could have had him. But no, he didn't actually say he'd been there. So, Tim, an incorrect challenge. You keep Betty's tea shop. Not literally, but you can have the subject of Betty's tea shop with 7 seconds to go starting now.
As you walk through the automatic doors with their laser beams keeping up...
Jenny, yes.
Total deviation. It hasn't got automatic doors and it hasn't got laser fluorescent beams or anything like that. He hasn't been there.
I was talking about the airport to come up here.
Tim, are you sure you didn't train as a solicitor?
I did, briefly,
you can
yes.
Tell.
I
failed, yeah.
Jenny, a correct challenge.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you, Nicholas.
4 seconds. Tell us something about Betty's tea shop starting now.
It's not licensed, you know. I'm not that fussed about going. You can only get tea.
So Jenny Eclair speaking as a whistle wind, gained that extra point, and she's increased her lead with other points in the round, and she's only just ahead of Tim Rice, and then Graham Norton, and then Tony Hawkes, in that order. And Tony, your turn to begin. The subject now is management courses. Tell us something about that. Tony, you start now.
Management courses through my veins. I love management. I've been on many management courses, one for Arsenal FC. I studied for 3 years, only to find they'd already given the job to Arsene Wenger, which was very disappointing. The same thing happened with Liverpool and Gerard Houllier, bloody French, but that's another matter. Management courses happen a lot, I believe, up here in the lovely town of Harrogate, where people can come and do...
Jenny, you put a chance.
It's just a tiny hesitation.
No, it was hesitation.
There.
It was, yes.
Yes. He ran out of steam, didn't he?
He did run out of steam, yes. He was trying to think of all the other football managers he could go through and trying to link them up without hesitating is difficult. So, Jenny, you got in first, and there are 30 seconds on management courses starting now.
Do you know, I'd rather stab myself in the eyes with one of Betty's silver cake forks than go on a management course. Fortunately, I've never been gainfully employed in my life, and I've never had the need. But don't you have to...
Yes. Tim, you challenged.
Two nevers.
Yes, and waffling as well.
Yeah, and waffling.
But that's not within the rules of adjustment. You can waffle as much as you like, provided you don't hesitate, repeat anything, or deviate. And, Tim, 19 seconds are available. You take over management courses starting now.
In stark contrast to the rather depressing talks that we've heard from the other panellists on this subject, I find management courses extremely interesting. And they fire me up with enthusiasm every time I think about them. What fantastic deeds one can achieve on a course. You go out to some remote part of Lancashire.
Well, Tim Rice kept going on that rather boring subject with a certain aplomb until the whistle went, gained that extra point for doing so, and he's now only 1 point behind our leader, Jenny Eclair. Graham, it's your turn to begin. The subject is budgies. I don't know whether you are a budgie fan, but tell us something about budgies in just a minute, starting now.
Do lemons have legs? Inquired the drunk at the party. No, said the hostess. Oh, dear, I've just squeezed your budgie into my gin. That is one of the first jokes I can remember being told. Perhaps it was because of that I then wanted to have a budgie of my own. Billy, he was called. He couldn't talk or sing. In fact, his only talent was being able to spread his droppings halfway across a large living room from a tiny cage. That's a gift.
And, Tim, your challenge?
I think he got a pigeon.
Why? Why?
Well... This bird he's claiming to talk about has none of the attributes of a budgie. Clearly, it is not a budgie. Clearly, it's deviation.
Have you had a budgie?
Well, yes. When I was very small.
I don't think you should bring his private life into this. The thing is...
They're useless. They're so pointless.
Every budgie I've met sings and trills happily. Either you're a very cruel man, or it was a pigeon.
No. Or it was Ireland without central heating, and it was quite depressed.
No, actually, budgies don't talk unless they've been trained by a human to do so. They don't naturally do it. Might naturally sing.
I think Tim knew they didn't come out of the egg going, hello!
No, but my daughter had budgies when she was a little girl, and I know, and some of them have somewhat inhibited.
So you're a grandfather?
And was it?
Can we talk...
I want to talk more about budgies during the round and less in between.
Yes, all right. So... he could have had a budgie that was inhibited and didn't sing very well, and so I'm going to give Graham the benefit of the doubt and say, keep the subject of budgies with 28 seconds to go, starting now.
I love that little bird, my feathered friend. I would skip home from school and go, Mommy, out of the way! I'm off to see the thing in the barred thing in the thing.
Tony, you challenge first.
What's wrong?
There may just have been a repetition of thing.
There were too many things.
Oh, right.
Yes.
That's fine.
You were getting away from saying the other word. You used the word thing and then repeated the word thing. So, Tony, you've got in on budgies. 17 seconds available starting now.
When I was 9 years old, my father brought home a pet pigeon. And I said to him, I don't want one of those. There'll be muck all over the...
And, Jenny, you chance.
He's talked now a lot about pigeons, hasn't he? Not budgies. Do you think?
Yes.
Yeah, I agree with you. Yeah.
Yes. Hang on. What do you,
I thought this round was budgies, not pigeons.
Yes.
Yeah.
It is, and... I think in just a minute, you have to establish, if you're going to compare, you have to establish much more rapidly that you're on the subject of budgies. He seemed to go off on pigeons. Do you want to run the game? No, I think it's a fair challenge. And
I've been going about 4 seconds.
You've actually been going 7 seconds.
Oh, I stand corrected.
Jenny, budgies is with you. 9 seconds starting now.
Some people are massively allergic to budgies and they develop chest infections, a bit like pneumonia. So think before you buy one for your nana. Another thing you must do is stimulate...
So Jenny Eclair, with points in the round, including one of his meals, Whistle Went, has moved forward. She's slightly further ahead of Tim Rice and Graham Norton and Tony Hawks in that order. And Jenny, it's also your turn to begin. And the subject is, oh, very good for you, Jenny, high spirits. 60 seconds starting now.
You don't have to be drunk to have high spirits, though the two things aren't mutually exclusive. I started my journey to Harrogate in high spirits, but British Rail put paid to that. Also, something else that really unnerved me was how many people were asking Graham for his autograph, ignoring me. So my high spirits turned to sour grapes by the time we got to the station. Oh, Mr. Norton, can I have your autograph? Oh, I think you're really good.
Tim, what was your challenge?
We had a repeat of autograph.
Yeah. Yes, we had the autograph.
So
before.
Did he. There were about 300.
I did try. When I was signing them, I had the paper in front of my face, and I was just going, her, ask her. Yes. I've got her on this train for hours. She'll sulk. Ask her.
Yes. Who is it? Is it Sue Pollard?
So, Tim, you challenge first, and you've got the subject of high spirits. There are 35 seconds, starting now.
This giraffe goes into a bar and says, the high balls are on me, and all the other animals were extremely thrilled at this fantastically generous cocktail offer. High spirits. I personally go for whiskey with just a dash of ice. This is the way the Americans tend to drink it, and normally I don't follow that nation slavishly, but in this particular case, I feel that ice is the one thing you can add to that scotch.
And Graham challenged.
Now, was there a repetition of ice?
Yes, there was.
Cock. Oh, was there?
Yes.
There was. You're kidding?
Yes.
How funny is that?
Graham, you listen well, you have a correct challenge, you have 13 seconds, the subject is high spirits, starting now.
I imagine that people who go into the other world and turn into spirits, if for some
Jenny,
reason...
Jenny, you challenged.
I wish I hadn't, because I was wrong, I'm so sorry.
So, what were you thinking?
In spirits, but that's in the title.
That's right, yes, you've been...
That's right, yeah.
Just to reassure our listeners, you can not only use the subject, but also any of the words in the subject. You can repeat those in the show, and he repeated spirits. So, 5 seconds. You have another point, Graham, and you continue on high spirits, starting now.
When I worked in restaurants, we would call them dusty spirits, for no one could be fagged to get in a chair to get up there to pee.
And so, Graham Norton, speaking as a Whistle Wind, gained an extra point. He's now equal with Tim Rice in second place, just behind Jenny Eclair and just ahead of Tony Hawks. Tim Rice, your turn to begin. The subject is having the last say. There are 60 seconds, as usual, starting now.
Here is an interesting paradox. I am talking to you tonight, and it will be extremely interesting, on having the last say, and yet I'm having the first
Graham challenged you almost immediately. Yes, Graham.
Was the repetition of interesting?
No.
No.
Wasn't it an interesting paradox? And then are you going to be very interesting?
Ice, I repeated.
No. Damn, I thought I was on a roll. It was an interesting paradox, and then...
Interesting, then interested, I think he did.
Yes, he said interesting and interested.
Yeah.
I'm not at all sure.
Tim, you have the benefit of the doubt. You have 53 seconds, having the last say starting now.
Even Heisenberg's uncertainty principle doesn't have the paradoxical intrinsic interest that this...
Tony Horst challenge.
He's talking nonsense.
I grant you a complete halt.
You were going off
me.
In a direction you'd never been before, and you thought, anyway, it doesn't really matter. Tony, you had a correct challenge. There are 43 seconds available. You have having the last say starting now.
Being a keen observer on life and noticing things other people don't, it's come to my attention that politicians sometimes like to have the last say. I watched them on Question Time and such a beautiful...
Jenny, you challenge first.
Well, he developed a speech impediment. And hesitated.
Yes, we interpret that as hesitation. Yes. So, Jenny, correct challenge. 29 seconds. The subject is having the last say, starting now.
It's very important to have the last say when you're arguing with your partner. So I'm joking.
Graham.
That old excuse.
It's one of those shows where... Have a drink of water.
Your cough.
Yes.
No, I think, Jenny, I've got to be strict within the rules of just a minute. You had started, and it was unfortunate, but that is...
That I choked.
That you choked. Yes. Graham, you have the subject, 25 seconds, having the last say, starting now.
Dear God, I wish someone would have the last say on this subject. Giving someone your last Rolo is preferable to giving someone the last say.
Yes, Jenny, you challenge.
Yes, all right.
Someone.
So you got it back.
Loads
yes, you've got a point. And if you kept going all that time, you wouldn't have got that point. So it all works out in the end, doesn't it? 15
Jenny,
seconds.
Are you all right, Vanille?
Jenny, you have the subject back. Having the last say, 15 seconds, starting now.
The only way to have the last say with your partner is to bore him. Yes.
Tim, you challenged first, yes.
There was a repeat of partner.
Yes, that's right. Your partner came into it. Tim, you have the subject. You have which is having the last say. The 12 seconds available, starting now.
I had a lovely budgie when I was a nipper called Bob, and he was a sweet animal, but he always insisted on having...
Graham.
Deviation. For it is not an animal, it's a bird.
But animals are birds.
Birds are animals.
No, birds are birds. Animals are animals.
No.
Pigs can't fly.
We are all animals.
You are
an animal.
We're all the animals.
Let me write this down, it's very deep.
And Tim, an incorrect challenge. So you have 5 seconds to continue on having the last say, starting now.
As my final word, I'd like to say the chairmanship of this programme has reached new heights of excellence.
So Tim Rice, speaking as a whistleblower, has moved forward. Oh, and Tim is now equal with Jenny Clare in the lead, just ahead of Graham Norton and then Tony Hawkes in that order. And we're moving into the final round. And Graham Norton, it's your turn to begin. Now, the subject is showing your face. You have 60 seconds, as usual, starting now.
Showing your face is when you sort of pop into a part and go, hi, where's the food? Take it all and leave. Not showing your face would be not going to party.
Jenny,
He hesitated and then he went into repeat. It was really bad.
Yes. That's right.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
So,
I
Jenny...
I didn't deviate, though.
No, you didn't.
52 seconds, Jenny. Showing your face, starting now.
Radio is a very difficult medium to show your face on. Thank goodness we all chorus. It's the only thing you can do that's kind to the over 40-year-old woman. Oh.
Tony, you challenge.
Well, she stopped, but there are other things you can do.
Yeah, there are other things you do. She stopped. She thought of what she'd said and brought herself to a halt.
Yeah.
Tony, correct challenge. Another point. 42 seconds. Showing your face, starting now.
Jenny was absolutely accurate. The beauty of radio is that you don't need to show your face, but the beauty of your voice will
and
come.
And Tim, challenge first.
Two beauties.
There were two beauties, yes.
Tim. Yes, you're right. Beauty of radio.
You have 34 seconds.
Very pleasing just to hear you put your hand up and say two beauties.
You have a correct challenge, Tim, and you have 34 seconds showing your face starting now.
However unattractive you are, it's usually better to show your face than other parts of your anatomy to complete strangers. On the other hand, if you are intimate with somebody, then anything goes. You can let rip with your elbow, your thigh, your knickers,
and
your...
And Jenny Chalmers.
You're right.
You might let one yaw go, but three or four...
Yes,
no.
I agree.
Jenny.
It's terrible. It's really... I've lost form.
You're not doing too bad. You're only 3 points behind our leader, Jenny Eclair, who has the subject. She has 23 seconds. Showing your face, Jenny, starting now.
You don't want to show your face if you're robbing a bank. Wear a balaclava, for heaven's sake. They've got CCTV cameras, you know.
Graham, yes.
It seems churlish, but there was CC.
Listen.
All right, so there wasn't.
No.
She just did.
She repeated C. Graham got in first. Just 17 seconds. Showing your face starting now.
In remote villages of Yorkshire at county fairs, people enter their faces in competitions. This is known as showing your face.
And Tim, challenge.
You wouldn't have a county fair at a remote village. You'd have it in a very important rural centre. You'd have it somewhere terrific, like Harrogate.
That's right. You have them in the country outside, but it's not near a little country village.
Correct.
I think that's a good challenge of deviation.
It's an annoying challenge.
I know it is. But accurate. So, Tim, you have to point, of course. 10 seconds are available. Tell us something about showing your face starting now.
If you want to look good in a photograph, I recommend you show your face. This is, more often than not, the best feature.
And the Tony challenge first.
Sorry, I didn't hear it.
I think you said best in the first.
That's right. When you were talking before, Tim, you actually said...
The best thing you can do is to show your face.
So, Tony, well listened. You have got in with 5 seconds to go on the subject, showing your face starting now.
I always show my face whenever I go to a party. There's no point in covering it over with...
Well, let me give you the final situation, as we have no more time to play. Just a minute. Tony Hawks, who's done so well in the past, came out. He only finished just in fourth place. He was... No, it doesn't matter. I mean, it's a contribution which is so important. And he was a little way behind Graham Norton. And this is very interesting. He was only 1 point behind Tim Rice, who was only 1 point behind Jenny Eclair. So, Jenny, we say you are the winner this week. It just shows the generosity of the Yorkshire people, you know, a lassie from Lancashire, and they applaud her to the ceiling for winning the game. Well done. It only remains for me to say thank you to our four fine players of the game, Graham Norton, Jenny Eclair, Tim Rice, Tony Hawks. Thank Janet Staplehurst for helping with the score, blowing her whistle so well. We thank our producer, Claire Jones, for the way she directs it all. And we are deeply indebted to Ian Messiter, who created the game. And we're also indebted to this audience here in the Harrogate Theatre, who've cheered us on our way in true Yorkshire style. From our audience, from me, Nicholas Parsons, from our panel, goodbye. Tune in the next time we play Just a Minute.